Welcome to Light Talk, a podcast series exclusively for members of the American Society for Laser Medicine and Surgery. Light Talk supports the mission of ASLMS, which is to promote excellence in patient care by advancing biomedical application of lasers and other energy-based technologies worldwide. We hope you enjoy this edition of Light Talk with our host, Dr. Utpal Patel.
Okay, I have Marian O'Hagan, Andrea Morrison, and Mary Stoll here with me. They are an active participants in the nursing and allied health field at ASLMS. And please tell the audience about who you are and what your role is within the committee.
Hi, I'm Marian O'Hagan. I have worked as a nurse and in the laser field since 1997, working with lasers and light-based technology. I presently work for a major medical device company as a clinical instructor.
Hi, this is Mary Stoll. I'm a registered nurse. I've been involved with the ASLMS for over 20 years or so. I am the Nursing Allied Health Board representative, and I was also the director of the Nursing Allied Health session this year.
Hi, my name is Andrea Morrison, and I'm a registered nurse, and I work for a medical device company as a director of clinical development. I've been a part of ASLMS since 2008, and I currently act as a co-chair for the Nursing Allied Health session.
Sounds like you all are very active members of ASLMS, and you've had a key role to play at the 2015 annual meeting, including the Allied Nursing Field course. If you could share us a little bit of the highlights from the meeting, that'd be wonderful.
This year's program covered several important topics that many clinicians face every day. Our topics ranged from basic science, laser light, RF tissue interaction. We also had a discussion on gross and histological analysis of the skin so that we could better understand what's happening beneath the skin. We had a talk on how to manage complications and side effects, and several topics that resulted from nurses' experience with evidence-based practice. You know, they share their treatment pearls. And we actually covered a non-clinical topic this year, and that is marketing. Many of these clinicians have a role in that in their offices every day, and so they get these new devices and treatments, and they don't quite know how to market it. So we did have somebody speak to that. And I really believe that our course helped fulfill the goals that we set out this year for our nursing and allied health members.
Great. This is Mary Stoll. I'm going to talk a little bit about membership. Just so that you're aware, we have the second largest group of membership in the society. We have 17% of our membership for the Nursing Allied Health Professional Group. The first largest group is the group of dermatologists, which is 38%. So one of our goals this year is to increase our Nursing Allied Health membership. We have some initiatives in place to help this happen. Some of the things that we are going to do is start reaching out right now to local nursing schools and other science programs, laser training schools, to inform students that this society exists, that the next 2016 conference is taking place in Boston, which is full of colleges and universities. We have many local states around us which are drivable distance, so we'll reach out to programs in Rhode Island and New Hampshire, Connecticut as well. So we're hoping to engage some students to come to our conference, also join up as a member. They will have free membership, and I believe they get free conference attendance as a student member. And we're hoping with that, we would encourage them to continue to be members once they graduate and finish their studies. A couple of other things that we're doing is our co-chairs for the program next year are asking our doctor members to please try and bring some of their staff members to the conference in 2016. Because we are just 17% of the membership, most doctors employ other physician extenders, laser techs, nurse practitioners, RNs, physician assistants, and you probably usually have, you know, three or more of those types of practitioners in their groups. So it would be nice for them to try and get some of their staff out to the conference in Boston this year.
This is Marian O'Hagan, and some of the benefits of being a member of the ASLMS. Coming this year, we're having a new Nursing Allied webpage. We also have our session that we put on is an interactive networking opportunity and exchange information and clinical pearls within our different states and different offices. You have the opportunity to become fellows. We have given out awards, the Best Clinical Nursing Allied Award, and also we have a nursing travel grant, which is the Peggy Newell Award. And one of the other exciting parts of being a member is that we have clinicians and nurse practitioners and nurses and laser techs pretty much from all over the world. We have attendees from Spain, from New Zealand, from Singapore, from Australia. So not only sharing information, but just cultural exchange too. It's very exciting.
Well, thank you for spending a few minutes with us, and we look forward to hearing great things in the future from you.
Thank you for listening to Light Talk, a podcast series from the American Society for Laser Medicine and Surgery. Visit aslms.org for updated podcast releases and current member information.